It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Can we really harness the power of menopause and what goes on in our midlife for health and success at that time? I'm right in that particular age group that's starting all of this. My guest is Dr. Rose Kumar. She's a Stanford trained internist and founder of the Omani Center for Integrative Medicine in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. So, Dr. Kumar, menopause, midlife, you know, we hear about men buying sports cars in their midlife crisis, but what do women tend to do in midlife? What sort of happens? Are there distinctive adjustments that we need to really start to consider or that we'll spot as we head towards that midlife time?
Well, what actually happens is in our late 30s, our hormones start to shift. And what that does is it opens up this whole internal process of becoming connected to what's not working for us. And so we tend to get more irritable, we tend to get more imbalanced, we feel more anxious, we may feel more depressed, we feel restless, our body starts to change, the way we respond to different foods starts to change, we start to have different sensitivities to foods. I see a lot of that. And so it's really a time when a woman's physiology, her emotional body, her mental body, her energy, it all changes during this phase of life.
Okay, so I'm 48 years old myself, starting to feel things, you know, and I've caught myself feeling, and even as an exercise physiologist, I mean, I exercise and I eat really, really well and I feed my family very well, but I started to notice things like, could I have done all I wanted to do in my career? Have I done that all? Have I, you know, different things questioning. Yeah. So these are all normal things. How do we...
This is all normal.
It is. I know that it must be, but how do we break out of that rut and see this as an embracing kinds of thing and saying, wow, I'm free to do what I want now, or however we can look at it?
Well, part of what happens in our society is we're conditioned to really see this as the end or the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
And we really need to understand that we need a mental shift. We really need a perceptual shift to see this time as one that marks the beginning of our empowerment and the beginning of us dismantling those conditioned ideas and thoughts so that we can actually become more authentic. And we need guidance and help and validation through it, which is why I wrote the book, Becoming Real, because that is what's happening to us at this stage. We are becoming real. And there's a way to do that that does
not... Well, give us your best advice on how to do that. How do we become real? How do we get that power of this time of our lives and use it to forward our momentum?
Well, balancing your hormones, finding a physician that knows how to do safe bioidentical hormone balancing really helps. Within 48 hours, women feel better once they are able to have their hormones more balanced. Your diet, changing to a more plant-based diet and taking supplements such as vitamin D and fish oil are very, very helpful to support your physical body. And then, of course, addressing your inner needs and learning about how to set boundaries, how to fill yourself up. And this is something we have to learn because we didn't grow up being taught this. We were taught that giving ourselves over to other people and to the world was the good way to live, but it's not a healthy way to live. So in midlife, we get to change that and create more balance and fill ourselves up first before we overflow onto other people so that we can maintain our health and not get depleted. A really good modality that women should consider doing is acupuncture and Chinese medicine. It's incredibly balancing and relieves a lot of the symptoms of menopause. And it helps regain and increase the resilience, energetic resilience, because a lot of us feel depleted and tired during this phase of our life.
Well, Dr. Kumar, when I think of, you know, the old adage, on your on the airplane, you have to put your own mask on before you can put on the mask of others. So clearly we have to take care of ourselves before we can take care of those other loved ones, because if we don't, we won't be there to take care of them. However, that being said, as you said, we have to do all these things, but some of us are stuck in that sandwich. We've got kids, mine are just 10 and 12, and I've got an 89-year-old dad. And so it's like, you know, you're caught in this whole rut. So how do you put yourself first when you know there's all these other people that need you?
You know, I don't think putting yourself first means neglecting everybody else. I think it's a mental shift where you start to listen to when you get tired to take a time out, to find a way to schedule a massage once a month, to make sure that you take the 20 minutes out a day to exercise. And all of those little ways of caring for self deliver a message to ourselves that we matter. I matter to me. And there's something about mattering to yourself that really helps that depletion. Because if you feel that you matter to yourself, because most women don't have a good relationship with ourselves.
No kidding. You know, we look in the mirror and the first thing we say is, ugh, you look awful today.
Yeah, gross.
Oy, what'd you do to that thighs?
So we have a very critical relationship with ourselves. So part of the process is we have to learn. And I recommend that women see a good therapist so that they can start to sort through some of the ways they're talking to themselves and viewing themselves and develop a more compassionate relationship to self, so that when they begin to do self-care, that they do feel that they matter, that they're not just, you know, an instrument of caregiving.
Well, and that's right. And, you know, Dr. Kumar, you're an internist, and so you've seen the results that stress, you know, psychological stress has on our physiological bodies, and yet that negative self-talk is something that is so difficult to break out of.
Yes, and it is very stressful to have that negative self-talk.
And damaging.
It's damaging. And shame-based. It's shaming. And so all of these internal loops that we, and internal scripts that we live with, cause more stress for us and erode our sense of well-being more than any other outside stressor can. So I feel that women really need to reframe and redefine what society has told them about love and power and even healthy eating, about what it means to be a woman and how to access care and how to advocate for yourself. And all of this is detailed in the book through stories that women can relate to.
You are right up my alley, because I absolutely completely agree with you. We have to advocate for ourselves. We have to do these things that make us feel better. What about something like meditation?
Meditation, a lot of women have a hard time with that, because anytime I say that, they say, oh, I don't have time for this. But, you know, what I suggest for women to do is to take a class, if you can, in mindfulness meditation, or get a CD so that you can learn how to even pay attention to your breathing, even if it's for 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day, because what that does is it quiets you. It quiets your inner angst and that inner pressure, and that inner anxiety that particularly arises during midlife with all these changes that are happening. And it's something that you have to kind of practice every day. It becomes a spiritual practice to find that place of equanimity and balance and peace inside, even if it's for a few minutes a day, because that adds up over time, and it counterbalances the stress hormones.
What wonderful advice. Tell people very quickly where they can find the book, Becoming Real, Harnessing the Power of Menopause for Health and Success.
You can find it on my website, www.omanicenter.com, omanicenter.com, or on amazon.com.
omanicenter.com or amazon.com. Becoming Real, Harnessing the Power of Menopause for Health and Success. That's what we have to do, ladies. We have to become real. We have to look in ourselves and stop all the negative self-talk and the shamefulness, because we are awesome. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.